What a coincidence. We're at ACC football kickoff. I am Adam Gold. And if you are watching on the stream, that right there is Jacob Monk, team captain, center. You have played every position on the offensive line, have you not?
I have, yes, sir.
All right. Well, so we sort of gave everybody a taste. I've been saying this for weeks. I am bullish on the Blue Devils. We sat here a year ago, and we talked, and there was so much uncertainty. New head coach. Not that the old head coach, David Cutcliffe, wasn't a great head coach. He built the program really up from nothing, but needed a kind of a fresh look. So a year removed from all of that, what are your thoughts on your new boss and all of on everything that went on last year?
I love him, man. He's still the same dude. Takes care of us, man. And he's a player's coach for sure. And it shows how it works. It paid off last year, and we're looking forward to this year.
And you open with Clemson.
Yes, sir.
I think that's as hard on Clemson as it is on you guys.
Yes, sir. I think so.
When you saw the schedule, what was the first thing you thought about?
I mean, we knew that we would play Clemson at some point this year, but opening up is really, really strong. We just got to go to work. That's the first thing we got to do is we have to go to work. Last year means nothing at this point, and everything that we do, we have to earn at this point. So,
Jacob Monk, center, captain at Duke. All right, talk to me about what the responsibility is when you have that bestowed upon you.
I mean, it's a huge responsibility. You have so many people that look up to you, the freshmen that look up to you, the young guys that look up to you, even the upperclassmen. If they want something answered, they'll go to you. You're pretty much that. You're the middleman from the team to the head coach and all the coaches. And you take a lot of responsibility for what goes on in the locker room.
So, Summer, you and I were talking before we started here, and we're talking with Jacob Monk, starting center, team captain at Duke. The summer workouts and all of the things that go into getting ready for, and you and I also joke that it's fall in August, which is certainly not fall. But you're kind of responsible for making sure all of that stuff happens in a certain way. So how has that been for you, and how do you take those responsibilities?
Yeah, this summer has been really big for us. Coach Feely, our strength coach, has done a great job with us. Really leaned on the leaders a lot, I would say, this summer. Meeting with him probably once a week, just talking about what we can do better. Because we know this is our last shot at it. It's our last shot at college football. It's our last shot walking down the tunnel. And so we got to make it special. And we're really working our tails off each and every day to be the best that we can be.
So, again, Jacob Monk is here from Duke. There's a lot of talent in your locker room, and that return had everything to do with the quarterback, Riley Leonard. Now, you work pretty closely. Center and the quarterback work pretty closely together. Best thing about Riley Leonard as a player?
It's hard to just name one thing, but I'll say his athleticism. He can make something out of nothing for sure. Definitely.
Best thing about him as a person?
He's so goofy. He's like a little kid, man. Y'all would not know. Y'all do not know. But that dude, he's a goofball for sure.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Can you give an example of goofballiness? Whatever, that's not a word.
I've seen like so many videos of him since whether it's him just break dancing in the locker room or like a little kid, like, making vines. He's hilarious, man.
Is Vine still a thing?
No.
All right. So in your relationship, what is your relationship like away from football or practice?
I mean, we're great pals, man. He's roommates with Justin Pickett, who I'm really close with. And, I mean, they're just we have so many great people on this team, and Riley Leonard is the epitome of a Duke football player.
Last year, we had no idea what Jordan Moore was going to be like. So as a captain and a leader and somebody who is who understands what it took for a guy like Moore to go from quarterback, because he was the quarterback, to not only being a good wide receiver, but making an impact the way he did and in so many big situations. Walk me through that. When you see that, what impresses you about that?
Like, I still just, like, forget that he was a quarterback 11 months ago, you know? Right. It's crazy to me. Like, seeing the plays that he's made and, like, just how he attacks each and every day. And just, like, how much better he's grown in this past year playing a position that he had never played before. So I'm really excited to watch his growth and just how – Like how he grows as a player.
I mean, in the beginning of the season, it seemed like every big play.
He
turned in. It was one of the cool things at the start. All right, we only have a couple more minutes with Jacob Monk of Duke. So, nationally speaking, people still look at Duke and go, "Hey, that's nice." Mm-hmm. So, from the inside, your thoughts on why people should take you guys seriously?
I mean, take it seriously, don't take it seriously, it's whatever. I mean, we're used to being the underdog. That's right in our wheelhouse. It's how we prepare each and every day. But we don't prepare to go the distance like Rocky did. We want to win, you know? That's what we're prepared for. We don't want to trade blows. We train to win. That's what we look forward to do.
All right, one more thing for you. You graduated in May, so congratulations on that. Now you're going for your master's.
I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not.
You're not. We have to change the bio.
Yeah, I just figured that out today that it was messed up.
So what do you do now? What's coming up in the fall? Just football?
No, I'm
you
doing.
You have to take classes, right?
Yeah. I'm taking continuing studies. Just learning more. Taking more African and African American studies courses.
And political science was your the other part of your major, or did they get that wrong too?
No, I had political science.
All right, just want to make sure.
African-American studies.
All right, well, is politics in your future?
I hope not.
That is a great answer. By the way, your dad played at Duke, and you and I talked last year about your uncle, your late uncle Quincy, who I was very good friends with.
Yes, sir.
Keep the family legacy going.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That is Jacob Monk. He is the center and team captain at Duke. We'll talk to his head coach, Mike Elko, and we'll ask him what he did to annoy the ACC to give them that schedule. Coming up next.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We just talked to Quincy Monk. I'm sorry. that is my mistake. Jacob Monk. Quincy Monk. Sadly, and I said this to Jacob, his uncle played linebacker for North Carolina and was a great one and a super human being, passed away a few years ago. He had complications, some illnesses, but he was a great player at UNC, played for a few years in the NFL, but Jacob's dad, Stanley, was a great running back for the Blue Devils. So this a good family legacy, not only at Duke, but in the Triangle for college football. And that should be a pretty good team. Duke's got some very good offensive linemen. They have good talent at running back and wide receiver. And Riley Leonard is a bona fide star. And there's no reason why that team won't be good. Their record might not reflect it because they literally play the top of the league. If you separated the ACC and the 14 teams, top seven, bottom seven, even if you didn't put Duke in there, the Blue Devils play the entire top half of the league. So I don't know what Mike Elko did wrong, but contract extension, he probably got that done. Let's do that now. Let's do that contract extension now. So we it looks even better when the year is going to be it's going to be a fun year. I think the Blue Devils will be good, but boy, is their schedule challenging. If you're just tuning in, we talked to Chip Patterson earlier, and Chip is of the mind that Clemson is the best team, and they will go 8-0 in the league. That's what I picked for the Clemson Tigers. After that, Florida State probably has the next best personnel, but some of their tougher games are on the road. They're at Clemson. They're at Pitt. So we're going to see if the Seminoles really are ready for prime time, because if the Seminoles are, then maybe they finish 7-1. But I think Pitt's going to be good. I think North Carolina has a chance to be good. And for UNC, we're waiting to see if they are ready to meet the moment. Because over the last several years, and maybe ever, meeting the moment, winning that game, against whoever that game is, has been a challenge for them. And Chip brought up the fact that, look, it doesn't even have to be a great team that they're playing. Sometimes they couldn't beat Georgia Tech last year. I mean, they had a chance to finish the season, possibly, what was it, 11-1? They couldn't do it. So they have to get over that. They have to become a team that can win that game. And that's what we're looking for with North Carolina, to be able to win that particular game. So a couple of other things before we talk to Mike Elko here at Operation Football. Bryce Young is the starting quarterback. He is QB1 for the Carolina Panthers. That announcement was made today. Graham, let's cue that back up. Everybody was tired of asking the question, and I'm sure Frank Reich was tired of avoiding the answer.
In the interest of having this question not asked 100 times, is he QB1 now and that we're good to go?
Yes, he's QB1. Okay. He is QB1.
There you go. Yes, he, Bryce Young, is QB1. So whether or not that means he plays a lot in the preseason or not, he'll play some, obviously. They have to get him up to game speed. But Sunday afternoon to start the season, it will be Bryce Young under center for the Carolina Panthers. Sebastian Aho, brand new contract, contract extension, 8 years, $78 million. That's a $9.75 million annual value for the Hurricanes and for Aho. And this secures the number one piece of the puzzle going forward for the Hurricanes in this offseason. Yes, when I talked to Tom Dundon at the end of the year, this is before anything happened, and we talked about priorities, the priority was Sebastian Aho. Even though he has a year left on his contract, the priority was always going to be somebody who was the cornerstone of the current and the future Hurricanes. And Aho will be here for at least the next 9 seasons, or he's under contract to Carolina for at least the next 9 seasons. You never know the future. I have not seen what the contract looks like to this point. And I know that there will be like a little press conference coming up at 3:00 on Zoom with Aho and President and General Manager Don Waddell. But it was also Sebastian Aho's 26th birthday today. That's a great birthday present, right? Here's $78 million for your birthday. That would be outstanding for my birthday. That's not what I got for my 26th birthday. It isn't. By the way, I'm more than twice as old as Sebastian Aho. Mike Elko is the head coach of Duke. What did you get for your 26th birthday? Do you remember?
My 26th birthday. Yeah, holy cow.
Yeah, exactly.
A Richmond Spider hat. I think it was a Richmond Spider coach at that
look
time
at
in my
that.
Life.
Happy birthday. Well, Sebastian Aho of the Hurricanes got a $78 million contract.
Yeah, I think Sebastian's a little bit more athletic than I am.
Oh, I don't know about that. Last year, you and I spoke. We spoke a few times last year, but before the season started, we had no idea. So talk to me about how last year transpired And what impressed you most about your group last year?
Yeah, I think you come in not knowing what you're getting into, right?
Right.
And obviously you see some results from the previous 2 years that aren't overly impressive, and so you don't really know. And I think the first thing that jumps out is we have a tremendous character in our locker room. You start to realize pretty quickly that we've got a culture that we can build off of. And so you try to get them to invest in each other and invest back in the program. We really cranked up the intensity of the off-season workouts, and you see them not blink and not flinch. And so then you know you got a chance. And then, you know, you get into the season, and we've got this quarterback who turns out to be a pretty good football player, and we do a much better job with turnover margin, and we play like a more physical team, and we run the ball better, and we stop the run better, and you know, all of that translates into a successful season. Now we got to do it again.
And I think you can make the argument that with returning players and another year, and I've only heard rumors about Riley Leonard taking another giant step forward, and another year at the position for a wide receiver position for Jordan Moore and what he was able to do last year, and your talent on both lines of scrimmage. And it's easy to make the case that you're a better team, but I was looking at your schedule. Did you make somebody mad?
I think I did. I think I offended Jim Phillips at some point along
Holy
the way.
Holy cow. You ready for the opener?
Not now. No, listen, yeah, you know, the Coach Beak says you give me a schedule and we play,
right,
and that's the best we can do. And, you know, obviously, as I tell people this all the time, because this is the reality, you know, as a football coach and a football mind, I want 12 teams that I'm 28-point favorites against every
right,
week,
yeah,
right? As the Duke CEO, this is what we need. You know, we need these big opportunities on these big stages to grow our brand. And, you know, I know we've got a great group of kids. I know we're working extremely hard. I know we're going to go out and we're going to compete. We're going to play good football, and, you know, we'll find out if it's enough. But it's a great opportunity for us to put our brand on a national stage and see what happens.
Labor Day night.
Labor Day Monday night.
That is amazing. And I forget who the opponent is, but
yeah,
nothing is
someone will remind you between now and then.
Nothing is expected of the Clemson Tigers at all. What did you learn from year one that leads you to make, I don't know about changes or tweaks that you make in preparation for year two? We talked to Jacob a couple of minutes ago, and as a leader, and he's kind of making sure that everybody is pointed in the right direction, but I don't think he has to really kind of bust any skulls here. I think everybody's pretty dialed in.
Yeah, no, I think obviously our guys are excited about where we've come in a short period of time, and they're excited about the opportunity. I think they recognize this is a unique opportunity for them in Duke football. We got a lot of starters back. We got a lot of guys who have been together for a really long time. They care about each other. They care about this program, and you know, it's almost, for some of them, it's a last hurrah, right? Dwayne
right.
Carter, Jacob Monk, those guys have been around this program for a really, really long time. They've seen the highs and lows, and they want to finish it the right way. They want to finish their career the right way. And, you know, they know they've put themselves in a position where they can go out there and be successful. You know, it's just whether or not we can make enough plays to get this thing over the hump.
Mike Elko is the head coach. I think one of the signs of respect is that we've already seen your name pop up. Like, candidates for X job. It was the Northwestern situation, which I don't want to get into that particular thing, but your name already popped up, and then you get a contract extension. So good for floating your name out there. So we can get that out of the way.
Yeah. So the extension, I don't think had anything to do with that. And I tell people this all the time, because this is the reality, and I dealt with this a lot as a defensive coordinator. You know, you are one day away from getting another job or being fired, no
right.
matter what you do. And so, you know, right now people talk highly about us. When we lose to Clemson, if we lose to Clemson, they're going to want to run me out of Durham. So that's just the nature of coaching. And so, you know, just kind of roll with that stuff as it comes along. It doesn't mean much to me or what we're doing. We know what we're building. We know what we're committed to at Duke, and we're excited for the future.
What do you think about the future, the immediate future of Duke football and how it sits in the ACC?
Yeah, I mean, I think we took this job knowing that there was a ceiling for Duke football that, that had started maybe to get pushed a little bit in the early days of the Cutcliffe era. And that kind of created a ceiling that was a little bit more reachable. But we think the ceiling for this program is really high. I think we have the opportunity to offer something that's really unique. And in this day and age of NIL and transfer portal and all the different things going on, we can really provide people with something unique. And that's an opportunity to compete and play at a really high level in football and get an amazing degree and set themselves up for life. And so I think we sit at a spot that, that, you know, I don't know that we really thought we could get to this quickly. We've really elevated ourselves. We put ourselves into a spotlight where people are talking about us a little bit more regular. Now we got to go out and we got to back it up and we got to continue to grow.
The Duke brand is obviously very strong, and that's kind of what you're discussing. Who's the best recruiter, or what is the best recruiting tool that you have?
Our former players. I mean, I think the best thing about Duke is when you get into a room with a former player and it cracks the stereotype of what a Duke football player would be.
Right.
It's not a bunch of guys who like grew up dreaming that they were going to go crush it at Duke academically. It's a bunch of people that wound up at Duke and then had Duke change their lives. I think they would tell you the experience and what they learned in their 4 years, the people they met with, the people they connected to, like really changed their life and launched them into these amazing different directions. And that sells.
I know you have to go, but I want to ask you one more quick thing. I'd heard a rumor that you were a soccer fan. Are you a European soccer fan?
Yeah, so I'm a diehard Arsenal fan.
Oh, you had a great year.
We did.
Whatever at the end.
We were a little bit ahead of schedule. And Mikel Arteta is a phenomenal manager, and he's got us going in the right direction.
Oh, you absolutely are. Do you like Kai Havertz? You happy with Declan Rice?
I'm a big Declan Rice fan. Okay. I'm a little jury out on Kai, but we'll see how that goes.
He's got a problem in front of goal.
He's just got to figure out where he fits into our structure and our scheme, and if he's going to be in the midfield, just got to get back to getting used to tracking back and doing those things.
He's good between the 20s.
Yeah, but hey, listen, I'm no expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I follow it, and I'm
a fan. Well, we're going to talk more about it.
Love it. Appreciate you having
Mike Elko, the head coach at Duke. He's an Arsenal fan. My friend Jay will be very happy.
Vroom is the better way to buy and sell used cars. Looking for your next ride? Go to Vroom.com now to shop thousands of cars right from your phone. With Vroom, you never have to haggle or negotiate the price of the car, so you know you're getting a good deal. Best of all, when you buy a car on Vroom, they'll deliver it straight to you. Plus, all cars on Vroom.com come with a 90-day limited warranty and 1 year of nationwide roadside assistance. You can also sell or trade in your old car, too. When you sell your car on Vroom, you get an instant offer in as little as 2 minutes. If you decide to sell your car to Vroom, they'll come pick it up free of charge. Sell your car to Vroom or trade it in if you find something you like on Vroom.com. Vroom, it's the better way to buy and sell used cars. So head to Vroom.com now to see what your current ride is worth and check out thousands of cars to find your next one. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.